And it is time, once again, for us to get into the Word of God on the Morning Munch, as we do every day at this time, to give you some spiritual nourishment to get your day started out right. And munching with us this morning, our very own station manager and co-host of the Wake Up Call Morning Show, Mr. Jeff Howe.
Hey. All right. Well, you know, we just talked about, you know, take a wild guess, and sometimes you get the, you know, you didn't study for that test, and you're pretty anxious, and sometimes you can be relieved that it's, at least it's multiple choice. But had that question and there was no multiple choice, man, that really stress you out, taking a test like that. Well, we always have troubles in our lives, to things that make us anxious and overwhelmed, concerned, scared, worried. And, you know, Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So God tells us not to be anxious about anything, anything, even the year 2020. What an unbelievable year this has been. And there's jokes about, you know, what's going to be the next thing. I saw a picture the other day of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Monster from Ghostbusters coming across the mountain, and it said, "Next for 2020, an invasion of the Stay Puft Marshmallow guy." But yeah, from the COVID-19 to the riots to the economy, you know, job losses, man, there's so much going on. And even some things are just out of our control. Some things affect us directly, but things like COVID and the George Floyd incident and all, you know, the riots and the racism issue, that's just way above ourselves. And I've caught myself worrying about COVID. You know, I'm being 58 years old. I'm close to that range. That's, you know, some say 60, some say 65, where it affects the older people more. I'm getting close to that and seeing other people my age really getting hit hard. And then just with all that's going on right now, you get on Facebook, you see all this stuff, all these questions and these comments and opinions, and you should do this, you should not do that, you shouldn't think this way, you should think this way. Oh my goodness. And, you know, what do you do? What can you do? What can one person do to change all this, to make a positive change to all this? Really, this is just out of our control. That is why we also got to think of that verse and just pray to God. You know, that's why we had that prayer rally. That's the solution. Take it, that burden off our shoulder. This is too much for any of one of us to bear. This is too much to bear as a country right now. So cast that on the Lord. And don't worry. There's still things we should do. We definitely examine ourselves and our heart. If there's anything we can do to reach out to somebody, to really listen to somebody and understand. But wow, the burden, the worry, you know, what's going to happen next? Even with COVID, you know, is there going to be a spike coming up? Will I get it? Will my job be affected? Will I ever get my job back? Or, you know, what if things get really crazy in my town? Cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Make Jesus Christ your foundation in this storm. Cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. Give your worries and cares to God. Oh, that's Psalm 55:22. 1 Peter 5:7. Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. God's still on the throne. God's aware of what's going on. He wants us to cast all our burdens on Him, all our anxieties, not to be anxious for anything. And He said in Isaiah 58, starting at verse 6, this verse is for these times. His answer for these troubling times? No. This is the kind of fasting I want. This God wants this. Put this on Him. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. God's going to take care of all that. Put those burdens on Him and He will lead you. Seek Him out. Be obedient to what He has called you to do. But don't worry. Don't let it stress you out. Trust in God that He's got things taken care of, and He is going to assist you. He is going to empower you. And, of course, in Matthew 22, Jesus gives you, this sums up everything on what we should be doing right now, because this sums up all the Ten Commandments with two. Matthew 22:36-40, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is the like, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." And that is what God is calling us to do right now. Love God, love others. Cast all those burdens on Him and just focus on loving God and loving others. And you'll be living in freedom from all the burdens in this season of life. And you can live better, and you can be a better example of God's love to the world and make the world better.
Well, that's a good word for us. Jeff, would you go ahead and pray for our listeners this morning?
Well, Father, we thank you that we can cast all our burdens and worries on you, that we don't have to carry the burden of the weight, the heaviness of all that is going on, that we can cast all that on you and be worry-free and just love you, love others, and seek you and follow your lead through your Holy Spirit. Lord, lead us in what we are to do, but Lord, we thank you that we don't have to carry any burdens or anxieties or worries or fears. We can cast all that on you and be free from all that as we can shine bright to the world around us. We can make a difference in this tough time, but Lord, you are the one that gives us victory. You are the one that's the all-powerful, almighty God on the throne. Nothing gets by you. You are above all gods, and you are high and mighty, and we are victorious in you. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Jeff Howe with us this morning on the Morning Munch. And Jeff, of course, he's not only co-host here of the Wake Up Call Morning Show, but also station manager here at Yes FM.